No, I have until the 15th. I have until the 15th, you asshole. Leave me alone. The 15th. Rent isn't due until the 10th, and then I have until the 15th. You know this. Come on, man. Do you even fucking know who I am? I'm pulling that card. Do you even know who I am? You ever get a plasma shot to the fucking dome? Man.
Oh, hello. No. No, actually, very happy it's you. I thought you were my fucking landlord. I was about to send some plasma straight through his shitty front door. Okay, won't say anything else too incriminating. I don't get too many other kinds of visitors, if you can believe it. I'm cleaning, but you can come in. Come on in. Actually, yeah. Yeah, I like to have a clean house. You know, I'm really not fond of this version of me you've created in your head. The one that's decided that I'm a dirty person who doesn't shower, doesn't clean my house, and also somehow that I'm richer than I am. Anyway, to what do I owe the honor of my local Uber mentions? Presence. I don't know. You ready for round two? Sure. Take a seat. Are you okay? You're being so serious right now. Don't tell me the city is about to start charging a retroactive infrastructure damage premium. No, I'll shut up. Tell me what's up. Why would I make fun of you? Okay. Oh, damn. No, I'm really sorry to hear it, Hiro. Nothing to make fun of there. It's very serious to me, actually. I get it. Life is hard. Sex is one of the few things that bring most of us joy. I won't pretend that I'm not incredibly intrigued to hear about your mental health struggles for the pure tea of it all. Thank you. I appreciate you recognizing that my love of gossip does not diminish my genuine concern. Okay, first, I'm really, really, really trying not to be a bitch, but are you sure that I'm really the right person to talk about this stuff with? Sorry. Go on. I am listening. I am actively, currently on the edge of my seat. Go on. No, yeah, I've been on those. Nothing like beating depression with the very reasonable fear that you'll just never get a boner again. You know what I mean. A mental, spiritual boner. Okay, turned on. Horny. Okay, I'm gonna interrupt again. He seemed good for it a few months ago. I'm just trying to ask if this is a recent phenomenon or... Just wanted to be sure. Go on. Okay. That is that. Then what? Just trying to clarify you trying to hit again? Or, okay, not trying to hit. So to recap, you are depressed. You are on medication that makes it hard to get hard or finish, whatever, right? Which brings you here. But you don't want to fuck me. Or you want me to watch you? No. And this is where I'm lost, right? Where do I come in? Okay. There it is. And now it happens a lot, actually. I should have seen this coming. Everyone wants to be hypnotized. I have many other transferable skills, you know. If it could solve all my problems, being able to hypnotize people, do you think I'd live here or care that my landlord is coming to visit me? Okay, well, most people won't stab the mayor unprompted, right? But if they think the mayor is, say, Pol Pot, evil, and they know who Pol Pot was, and they're the sort of person who could potentially stab someone, given that person was stabbable, compounded with all of those other things, and they have the wherewithal to stab Pol Pot, then they might stab the mayor who they think is Pol Pot. You get me? Just an example. No plans to stab the mayor right now. It will work. No. I did no such thing. You are here of your own accord. Your own Honda Accord. Or did you fly here? As long as you promise me that you won't demand any refunds or throw me in jail if there's any funky side effects. I don't plan on it. I mean, yeah, some money would be nice. I could really use it. And you clearly have it, shower boy. Thank you. I'll send you my Zelle. All right. So, I'm cool if you want to get off during this process. It seems essential to the plan that happens at some point, okay? I just wanted to get that out of the way so you don't think I have to be careful, okay? There's so many liabilities at stake here, you know, or whatever, litigations. I wouldn't want anyone to think I took advantage of this innocent 300-pound man. Oh, yeah. My bad. Sit back. Get comfortable. Take off your shoes if you want. Or are those like footsie pajamas? Just like one piece. Okay. I'm gonna turn the main light off. Okay. Be sat well enough that everything is rested in something. Your feet aren't on the ground. Then they should be able to relax completely. Are you ready? So, For your safety and comfort, I want to emphasize that you do not have to do anything that you don't want to do. You are free to listen to my voice. Engage with it as you see fit. Feel safe in your own agency. But if you want this to work, you need to listen to my voice. Do you want to do that? Do you want to listen to my voice? Good. You should be sat with your feet rested. Everything rested on something. Breathe with me. One, two, three, four, five, and out. Five, four, three, two, one. What did I say? Thank you. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Say anything. What is the temperature of the air you're breathing? Just note it to yourself. As you breathe in, feel your lungs make room for the air you breathe. Imagine a library inside your lungs. The air is what stocks the shelves. As you breathe out, imagine throwing the books off each surface, one by one. And they float off like birds. Breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out, letting it escape through your mouth and nose. Each bird of air taking with it some bit of you. You no longer need. Don't clear your mind. Just breathe. Thoughts will come and go. Or not. They might make you laugh. Shrivel and disgust. But they're yours. And you are not theirs. They cannot hurt you. As you breathe, you relax to the sound of my voice. Less external thoughts will naturally stop plaguing you. And you'll find yourself living comfortably in the safety of my voice. Breathe in with me. And out. Come to full attention really quick. Sober as if you were going to drive a car. Good. You can relax again. Go even deeper this time than you were before. focus. Think about the space between your eyebrows that you like to furrow in righteous indignation. Perfect. Look at that. Relax that. It works so hard to convey how upset you are with things, right? I wanted to feel relaxed. I can even rub the space in between your eyes if you'd like. Ah, it's nice, huh? Good. Now, as you relax that space in between your eyes, allow it to go deeper. Allow it to go deeper in your head. All the way out through the back of your skull. As it passes through your head, can you access that memory of us in your shower? Think back on how cool the tile was, and how searing the water was. I like hot water. What can I say? If it's on your dime, I'm getting boiled. So did you. There you go. Do you remember what happened in there? Surrounded by the steam of your shower. Keep breathing. Letting the weight of your body relax into itself. Massage the points where you touched the earth, couch earth. Don't worry about it. We were under the hot water. My hand. Running circles over my clit. Around and then your lips were touching mine and you were inside of me. You really took me, didn't you? Your lips on my soft lips. Do you remember how that felt? Can you feel that? Try to remember it. I feel so soft. My lips on yours. My strong tongue fighting your strong tongue. Feeling my breath. And your breath. Your tongue found out just how sharp my teeth are, didn't it? Answer me. Did you feel how sharp my canine teeth are with your muscular wet tongue as you came inside me? And then as we barely pulled apart our wet bodies from each other, we stop as we hear the water start to drain. And suddenly, while you're saying something in that low voice of yours, we both melted. Yeah. Remember? Remember? Remember how our melted bodies sunk through the cracks in your warm black tile, gleaming orange from the dim bathroom light? We melted together. You were liquid like mercury. Our body ridges rolling over to the other. Perfect. We raced to the drain and dripped through, molecule by molecule. Bring the air as you inhale to the inside of the crown of your head and feel it expand. Release the air. As soon as you feel it wash out everything inside, washing out like we did through the drain of your shower. Do you remember how the inside of the pipe was threaded like a track for marbles? We rolled down the ramp of the drain. Our bodies washing over the other, enveloping and replacing the other. And neither of us won the marble race, did we? All those colors flashed by us. The waterfall of the shower rushing past us. Do you think we ever really, truly separated out again? Remember to breathe as you feel your body drape over where you lay. Feel your throat open, your eyes soft, whatever that means. Feel the sensation of what's underneath you. You're a big boy. Isn't your body so heavy? Every part of you. The arches of your feet, your underarms, your throat, the space between your eyes. And what happened next? After we melted down the drain. Don't worry. I'll remind you. Relax into the sound of my voice. The drain trickled us out of the roof of a car. It's actually a truck. One of those old Fords. A truck. Driving late at night. Doing 60 on an abandoned highway, flanked by a forest of Joshua trees. We're back in our normal bodies, but we feel more liquid inside. Blended humans inside cellophane skin. Did you drive? Or did I? I can't remember. That's right. We were both driving, weren't we? Weren't we? never were the same after your shower and train, were we? The nighttime can't hide the summer desert sun, the dark mountains surrounding us. Do you remember how the headlights dragged on the dark, cracked road? They cast a vignette over the scene as we barreled through the darkness. Dry heat hits you like you opened a 400 degree oven, but you're cooled by the smell of desert rain as small sprinkles hit the windshield of our truck. Have you driven in the Mojave Desert at night before this? It's so dreamy, isn't it? Surreal, liminal, almost like you're driving on a Saturn ring so large that it looks like you're driving straight into space. There's nothing but you, me, the road, the desert, breathing in and breathing out. Small raindrops rebel in interesting patterns against the force of the air hitting our windshield. Feeling the bottom of your feet. Do you notice how from the bottom of your feet, heat radiates up into your ankles, into your calves? Heat doesn't really stop, does it? Circulates through your muscles, up toward the core of your body. So relaxing. So relaxing that once you relax, once it sets off a wave of micro relaxations. Letting go of the fascia of the fascia. Allowing it to hold you together, but barely. Allow your legs to rest completely, opening them as you feel heat running through your muscles. You feel so aware of your own body. It's both falling asleep and waking up, experiencing itself in a new way. Doesn't the bumpy road remind you of being ridden, held down by my body? How am I so close to you and so far away? Body just wrapped around all of you, engulfing you. You're cradled, 150 pounds of muscle and bone and blood clenching around you. It feels good. Doesn't it feel good? And as we drive, the asphalt turns into a dirt road. The dirt road is carved out by rain puddles. As we drive, the road's just bumpy enough to cajole our tension. How long does this road go on for? Has that neon sign always been there? What the fuck does it say? there's no intersections. No off-ramps. No driveways. No traffic lights. No mailboxes. We pass a gas station on the left. But no one has been there for a very long time. Breathe out. Brought the warmth last time from the bottom of your feet. Bring heat down from inside your skull to your lungs as you breathe in. As you exhale and that heat is brought outside of you, you still feel it working in circles inside you, inside your chest. As though someone was cleaning the windows in there. Using their breath to get that last smudge. You feel it in your inner thighs as well. All the way down to your inner knee, to your inseam, to your ankle, and through you, your spine, loosening as it joins the heat from your chest and your core, working in conjunction. We feel the car hiccup. Off the last of the paved highway, as we continue to drive into the dirt, the shocks perfectly absorb the worst of the jerking motions of the bumpy road, and it helps that your arms are so heavy. As you exhale this time, let out some of that heat your body has been building with a sound. It doesn't have to sound nice. I'm not even here. The sound may even take with it some of that frustration you feel. It has to go somewhere, doesn't it? And that's why we can respire it all. Go of it. Let it levitate out of you like steam in your shower. And you'll find the absence of it makes everything else flow so easily. It's as though that had been damming up everything inside of you. Damming up that heat in your body. The heat wanting to circulate, convect inside of you, not burning you. But feeling it moving, pumping your blood. What was that? You feel it. That warm feeling in your chest. You feel it behind your eyes. In your lungs. Cracking your spine, maybe. Your lower back. Your abdomen. Your pelvis. You can breathe in. And hasn't the bumpy road put us in this easy state of mind? Perfectly warm. Perfectly in sync with our breath. feels good. Right? While your limbs are still heavy, your hands come to rest on your thighs. You can lightly run your hands along your legs. Maybe knead them. Massage them. Aren't they strong legs? Your strong legs feel the muscles inside hotter and hotter. Especially closer to your core. You feel hints of it all the way to your pelvis. There's heat moving there, right? Do you feel the heat moving there? It might not yet reach your cock, but it doesn't matter too much. Just that suggestion of heat. It's enough to start feeling it there, moving your muscles with blood. The more you relax, the more you resist heat and sensation there, the more you feel it grow. Okay. Use your strong, hot hands to massage your legs, pushing your blood to gather there. Don't you feel that? Sensation. Could be arousal. Could just be physiological. As we drove further down the road, the car began to lift up occasionally. Just slowly gliding along some invisible track. Lifting the two front tires gently into the air, breathing in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we held our breath. As the car was hovering, suspended inches from the ground, and out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. In for 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hold for 10. And out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It feels good to breathe, right? We have to do that first before we do anything else. Somehow, the car dissolved from underneath us as we lifted into the air again. And when I saw the desert underneath us. Feel the heat rising from it, raising us slowly. You fly all the time, right? But this isn't like that. That cold, whooshing air you're used to. It's internal, pushing inside your skin. Sends warmth through your whole body, starting in the very tips of your fingers and toes, the top of your head, through to your center, coming in pulsing waves. It raises us enough that we're suspended comfortably off the ground. Our body resting on tufts of air. Don't you feel waves? Like pockets of air streams, which let you feel gently rocked, held. Those aren't the only waves. What about those pulsing, throbbing waves? That good, aching feeling driving inside of you. Makes your hips want to move, doesn't it? Makes you want to drive your warm body into something even warmer. Makes you shudder with pleasure. Something hot and tight and wet. You can feel it. Can't you? Tighter and hotter, feeling the sensation of cold as my wetness cools. You feel it radiate into your core and build and build and build in your hips. Release. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You're going to hold as you feel the need build. Hold your breath. You're going to hold in that breath as it works its magic in you. Repairing you, energizing you. Not for too much longer. And it's not for much longer. Release slowly. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Keep breathing. Take a little moment. For me. Who would I be if I didn't do something for me here? You are strong. Just the strongest, aren't you? You feel it in your body. You're invincible. You could take down almost anyone. Anyone except for me. For me. You're weak. You'll feel heavy. Heavy like you do right now. When you try to intervene, interfere in my plans. Even if you wanted to, which you won't, to even lift a finger to me, except to make me feel pleasure. Naturally, you forgot what I said, right? Our little deal? Breathe in. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. This will be the longest hold. You still feel heat and pressure riding over you. Pumping your blood, feeling heat grip your cock, and then release it back into the relative coolness of the room. It doesn't even need to be hard to feel that pulse milking it as you feel more relaxed than ever. And as you finally breathe out, feel the best you've felt all day. Would you like me to take your cock out for you? Feels good, right? Finally free of that. Yourself now if you want. It's okay if you grind my pillow. I will wash it. Or simply allow yourself to feel the clenching that your own body does. Even if it's been a while, you can remember the way your stomach and your feet clench as you orgasm, can't you? Can't you? Feeling of release all the way in the bottom of your ball sack, the heaviness lifted even as they get heavier, begin to squeeze into you, contracting to release and summoning all that cum inside of them. Change in pressure as it floods up the hot, hard length of your shaft. Pre-cum being pushed out to make way for the real orgasm. Feel the heat still pushing into it, contracting and expanding your pelvic floor. And breathe in deep. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Hold it. You've been a good boy for me. You've listened so well. Your body will reward you. Hold for 5 more seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. And release everything. Everything you've been holding on to. The cum, the tension, the baggage. You come and release. Come and release it. Come and release it. There's no vacuum left in its place. Because as you let go of your tension and your cum, desire fills its space. Lust, animalistic and unexamined. You feel so good as you come, and you allow yourself to breathe in new perspectives, new life, new neural pathways. Oh, your cock feels so good. Huh? So good. So good. So good. Good boy. He did so good for me. So good for me. I'm really proud of you. Look at that. Look at my good boy. He deserves this. Good work. Your body wants you to have this. Remember how you feel now. And take it with you. And you'll start feeling hard. Whenever you remember this. Or you can always return to breathing deeply. Feeling that heat. And when you are ready, you can count down for 5. And become aware of your surroundings, which are cleaner than you would have thought, based on your preconceived notions of me. Ooh. Well, how was that? Good, okay. I'm glad you enjoyed it, at least. Seems like you did. I'll send you the dry cleaning bill with interest. You were there. Did it seem like I did anything too freaky to you? Well, I appreciate you attributing godlike hypno skills to me, but no, you'll be fine. Nothing secretive or freaky will haunt you. Cross my heart. Nothing you couldn't overcome if you really wanted to. Just, you know, if you end up being a little slut now with a bunch of super babies and a bunch of super child support, don't come crying to me about it. Speaking of, you trying to hit or? Damn, hero. Just asking.